Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you.
All right. And this will be music to many people's ears. I've lived in Las Cruces now for a decade, and it is a repeated question. Really, the entrance to downtown, when you're going down Loman and then you hit Main Street, you see an eyesore at that intersection. And it's been that way for over a decade now. It is a vacant building. A developer began work on this vacant building. And then we've just seen a fence around it and no additional work on the building. And so people ask that question, what is going on? Why isn't that building being knocked down or rebuilt? And the city now, I'm sure after many, many calls to action, is looking at possibly acquiring this building, correct?
Correct. And they could, what the idea is, they could then lease it out to a developer or some agency that could do something with it.
Yeah.
And right now, like you say, it's a skeleton. That's basically what it is. As you're coming down Loman towards Main there, you see it. And all around there, that's all getting redeveloped already. The streets, the Visit Las Cruces across the street. So this is really sticking out now, even more than it did several years ago. And the city this week talked about the background and all this. It is under a long-term lease with Las Cruces Community Partners, but they are leasing it from the owner, Mr. Hoffman, and Mr. John Hoffman of El Paso, who apparently has kept it up just enough to be within to keep the city at bay from trying to shut it down.
Okay.
So the city now is really going to make an effort into buying the property and seeing what can be done to bring it up to speed with everything else that's going on in the area.
And I'm sure many people listening to this will be happy to hear at some point, hopefully, a resolution to this question.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, speaking of the city government, they're accepting public comment on a transportation plan. Tell me about this.
Well, it is a plan that is going to eventually go before the council, supposedly in October. It really grew out of a plan identified about a year, well, a little more than a year ago, that included focus groups, workshops, a public open house, et cetera, and various surveys. And basically, they say the proposed plan would integrate bicyclists and pedestrians more into any future city transportation plans.
Mm.
And it calls for, among other things, double the city's bicycle network to 213 miles. It would include connections to NMSU, to various parks and schools. And it recommends some other details. And now, what it's going to, there was a public meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the City Council this week. P&Z is expected to vote on the plan September 25th, and then it is, if it's passed, then it would go to the council,
okay,
supposedly for a vote on October 15th.
Important stuff. Also an important change at New Mexico State University, a new position, Vice President of Student Success. And a familiar name for that position, Renee Scott, the president of Doña Ana Community College, is leaving. She's leaving the post there to become the vice president of student success.
Yep, that's basically what they're calling it. And she's accepted that. And so she is charged with reversing last year freshman enrollment was up, but it's been a struggle, as we know, for enrollment at the university here. So she is charged with boosting enrollment and just making this a better experience for students, so that they'll stay.
Yeah,
and it can attract more students. And then this was part of a forum that took place recently, in which the new chancellor and the new president also outlined their new duties
as
well.
All right. So lots of news this week. And in arts and entertainment, a profile of local author Jennifer Cervantes. We don't have time to really talk about that, but folks will be familiar with her name, and she is the wife of State Senator Joseph Cervantes, and her second novel comes out next month. Thank you so much, Marty, for being with us.
Thank you.